Thanks for joining us, Akaya. The DA, it appears, remains within the GNU for now. The headline reads, the ANC refuses to expel the DA over their VAT disagreement. Steena isn't saying, well, we're going to have to work on finding some sort of common ground. And Fakil Mbalula saying the DA must not be delusional into believing that they hold sway over power.
Well, yeah, I think what we have seen is obviously the growing pains of a very difficult and a very awkward marriage. And it's obviously been in place for a few months now, but what still remains unresolved is a simple question of how to deal with the most contentious points of departure. And obviously the budget is the most polarizing of them all. And I think what we've seen in this particular case is that unlike the other disputes that we saw towards the end of last year in relation to the Education Laws Amendment and also the Expropriation Act, this one related to a brand new process that did not predate the existence of the GNU. So those that are part of it felt that they should have had a greater say and a greater contribution into how it was crafted. And when they don't agree with aspects of it, they should be able to see some concessions being made. The DA doesn't feel that enough concessions are made, even though we moved from 2% to 0.5%. And that's what created the tension points now. What escalated it is the fact that the tension points were unresolved up until the point of a vote, and of course they voted against the GNU, which creates a very different way of engagement, creates new difficulties for everyone in there to figure out how to work around that very important no vote that they saw in Parliament last week.
So the ANC, after our general elections last year, literally rock bottom at 40%, the DA coming to the party with the 20% in more ways than one, the ANC required the 20% of the DA to remain in power. But then many South Africans were kind of hoodwinked or maybe misled into believing, because there was certainly a sense of euphoria amongst DA supporters and members, that they now literally run the country. And it's not the case.
Yeah, it's definitely not, because obviously what remains a big issue for all of the parties is how to maintain their separate autonomous identities, even if they are part of this arrangement. And what that means is that these parties may indeed say that in relation to this particular issue, we will have our objection noted, but we're not going to prevent it from proceeding forward. But should our constituency or our voters ever ask us the question about how or what position we took on this one, we should be able to explain what that position was, even if we ultimately endorsed it as part of the collective decision making. It's not an easy process. I don't think anyone has mastered it yet. You can see the ANC is struggling. It has many members who say the DNA should have never been in the conversation in the first place. But then the ANC's response is, well, at that point in time, it was an open invitation. They accepted it with no basis for closing them out and accepting other people. So it's still a very, very difficult learning process for everyone, and we're seeing the manifestation of it now.
Now, does this somehow open the door possibly for the Progressive Caucus? They opted not to form part of the so-called GNU or coalition. Let's talk about the EFF, MK Party, National Coloured Congress, ATM, etc. Would this maybe be the cause for them to reconsider? And would the door possibly open to the Progressive Caucus to maybe join the GNU or coalition?
Well, they couldn't even maintain the Progressive Caucus beyond a couple of weeks. It fell apart as soon as it started. And you remember, Bantu Holomisa's party in particular joined the Progressive Caucus, and as soon as it looked lucrative or the grass looked greener on the other side, they walked away. I don't think the Progressive Caucus has really been a coherent structure that takes, you know, collective viewpoints and sort of coordinates its efforts at taking some of these issues. It exists in name, and that's where it seems to have ended. What is also quite clear is that even within those parties, there are various departure points that would make it very difficult for them to reach a common view that says we're joining the GNU under these particular terms. If you remember the conditions that they put there, it was those conditions that made it completely untenable for them to form the GNU in the first place. One party wanted President Cyril Ramaphosa removed, the other party wanted the deputy presidency, or even the finance ministry. So all of those were completely impossible propositions. Whether there's been a change, whether they've undergone a particular evolution in relation to those demands, we do not know. So until they come out and then they say that we've shifted a bit or we would enter under new terms, then we do not know whether it's possible for them to come in. What we do know is that the one common thread amongst some of these bigger parties on the other side was the question of the presence of the Freedom Front Plus and the question of the presence of the DA. Now, both those parties happen to have voted against this particular budget, so perhaps if one has to take the view that the budget is indeed the deal breaker, whoever voted against it shouldn't be here, then those two parties would have to exit, and only then can you deliberate on the question of whether the EFF in particular could come in. The MK party, I just don't think it's ever going to happen. Well, as long as President Cyril Ramaphosa is in charge of the ANC and the former President Jacob Zuma leads the MK party.
Now, the million-dollar question, Kaya, we just over a year away from the local government election. So this disagreement and fallout in respect of the budget vote and the VAT disagreement, 0.5%, we saw the EFF disagreeing, MK Party disagreeing, National Coloured Congress disagreeing, the DA disagreeing, but they're known for a party that prefers austerity measures. We know their stance in respect of the expropriation bill and various other contentious issues and bills which President Ramaphosa has passed. They were trying to throw their weight around. Can this shift the power dynamics ahead of the local government elections next year?
Well, at the end of the day, voters are going to have to try and figure out whether the parties that have been part of the GNU are complicit in what has been happening or whether they are the parties that have been aiding the country in order to be governed. And that's a difficult conversation for each party to have. What each party wants to be able to articulate is how, if voters vote for it in its own capacity, they will be in a better position. The problem with these parties is that if voters take the view that, well, what's the point of us voting for you as this particular logo, this particular identity, if you're simply going to take our votes and put them into that common pot, we may as well choose anyone from that particular common pot. That's a difficult conversation for each party to have. So I think when the local government election campaigns start in earnest, you're going to see some of these parties trying to balance that tightrope of explaining what their individual identity is and also amplifying what they've been able to achieve by being part of government in whatever form that they've taken, whether it's in a cabinet position or whether it's in another form of participating in the government.
For now, the DA remains within the Grand Coalition or GNU despite the VAT disagreement. Kaya Sithole, political economist, thanks so much for your time.